A planned terror attack against Australia's Jewish community was foiled by authorities who discovered a caravan loaded with explosives in a Sydney suburb, according to New South Wales officials. The discovery happened nearly 2 weeks ago, but the public wasn't notified until Wednesday. And Thursday, law enforcement revealed the owner of the caravan is in police custody for separate anti-Semitic crimes. The New South Wales Police Force Deputy Commissioner David Hudson and New South Wales Premier Chris Minns are defending the decision to keep the information a secret until now, arguing decisions to keep details from the public were to protect the investigation and criticize the media for hurting the ongoing probe by publishing important information. We still are after other offenders that we believe may be involved. To come out prior to it being put out by particular news establishments would compromise our job. So we've been in discussions with government and we've sort of disclosed fully what we're aware of and where we're going with this job, Hudson said. Hudson also said police made arrests on the periphery of the case during the 10 days since the van's discovery, but would not reveal the charges. Hudson failed to disclose potential targets during the press conference. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, however, said Wednesday the van had a note outlining potential Jewish community targets. Investigators believe the latest terror plot is related to several arson and vandalism incidents in the Sydney area over recent weeks. They say the van contained putty explosives that were stolen from a mining site and a note with an obscenity directed toward Jews. Authorities say no detonation device was found at the scene and do not believe there is an ongoing threat to the community. Hudson said a counterterrorism operation of 100 officers has been put on the case, and they're working with several local and federal agencies. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese promised the full might of the law will be brought to find the perpetrators of the planned terror attack and said hate and extremism have no place in Australian society. Some within the Jewish community in Sydney and Melbourne have called on the Australian government to do more in the wake of anti-Semitic acts, which have seen a spike since Hamas's attack against Israel on October 7, 2023, and subsequent war in Gaza.